best sports video game of all time. This is one where, again, we're not going to have to spend a whole lot of time on this one. This was a landslide winner. And Walter, based on an off-air conversation from a week ago, I know you are going to end up concurring with the vast majority in this category for best sports video game.
Madden.
One word, and that's all you need, Madden. This is another one where I'm just going to count down backwards in this category, much like with Heavyweight Boxer, because it was so overwhelming. Madden is your winner tonight with 19 votes cast. It becomes only the third category of all time where the winner has more than 50% of all ballots out there. 19 out of the 35, and that's counting a few blank ones in this category. Madden wins it with 19. It was just overwhelming. By the way, John Madden, the first two-time Pantheon winner in any category. He won last time for Best Sports Color Commentator in this as well. So John Madden, our first two-time recipient of the Pantheon induction here for Best Sports Video Game, it goes to Madden. I'll lift the Dundee for it before we even get to the other votes here. Madden had 19, and then there was one that had 3, and then there were a few others with 1. By the way, and I voted for Madden as well here. I voted for another one. You had to. 3 votes for Tecmo Super Bowl, so we had some guys going old school. And then here's the ones that got 1 vote. There was 1 vote for Madden 2004. Our good buddy Spastic Moose from the website, the Great Sports Named Hall of Fame, he said, Madden 2004, I'll be playing this one 50 years from now. I love the platform it was on. So something about that. He just loved Madden 2004. 1 vote for NHL Open Ice. 1 for NHL Hockey on Genesis. 1 for MLB 06 The Show. Again, something about 2006. 1 vote for Madden 2009. So rather than just go generically Madden, there was 1 vote for Madden 2009. 1 vote for NFL Blitz. 1 for NBA Jam, which, you know, might have been a close second on my ballot.
Yeah.
Not very realistic, but really kind of fun. 1 vote for RBI Baseball NES. 1 for NHL 06. On the PlayStation 2, and 1 for NBA Live for Sega. So your winner is Madden with 19 votes cast here tonight. This was overwhelming. We now start to segue the rest of the way out of sports here. We've had the ones to this point in time here that have been sports. We did non-sports video game last time. I don't consider video game a sports category. I consider it a non-one. Even though we did sports tonight, we did non-sports last time. And the winner last time was Grand Theft Auto, which joins Madden as the best video games of all time as voted on by our voters. We continue our segue out of sports to something that doesn't even, over the course of the last 20 years, let's just say, doesn't even necessarily pretend that much more to be sports, but still has the connection nonetheless. The best pro wrestling tag team of all time. This was one of our most fun categories here. So I say great pro wrestling tag team. Walter, what comes to mind? Nothing immediately, huh?
Nothing.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I like the, I think they were called the Dudley Brothers.
Yeah. You like them? Okay. Yeah. That was when they had their most success, when they were known as the Dudley Boys. They're still around in TNA these days as Team 3D. But Bubba Ray and D-Von, the Dudley Boys. You know what? That's another one. This category's got a bunch of them where I can say I'm glad at least somebody voted for them. The Dudley Boys didn't have any votes yet. I'm glad you voted for them. That gives them at least 1 vote. Here's the rest of the ones that got 1 vote apiece. You've got, in addition to the Dudley Boys, 1 vote for the Rock and Sock Connection with The Rock and Mick Foley. We had some super teams like that that got some votes here tonight. The next one, kind of along the same lines, 1 vote for D-Generation X. I'm assuming that's the Triple H, Shawn Michaels version, and not from when it was the four-man version back in 98 and 99. 1 vote for the Steiner Brothers. Glad that they got a vote from somebody. Same thing with the next one here, British Bulldogs. I'm glad they were represented. 1 vote for Edge and Rey Mysterio. Kind of a more... not necessarily forgotten, but not one of the ones from the course of history that jumps out. I think they were part of the SmackDown 6 era in 2002. You had Edge and Rey Mysterio as a team. I think it was Benoit and Kurt Angle and Los Guerreros, and the six of them just kind of tearing it up on a regular basis. One vote for the Mega Powers of Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage. One vote for the Bushwhackers. Another one here. I said over the course of the night there would be a couple of joke votes cast. My sister-in-law, Kendra Morris, votes for her son and daughter, my niece and nephew, Fletcher and Piper Morris. So the kids get a shout-out here tonight on the show as Mommy cast a vote for them as best tag team of all time. I'm reading them all, regardless of the merits. One vote for Steve Austin and Shawn Michaels, a short-lived tag team back in 1997, kind of another super team. This is really interesting, a little obscure. They never had a lot of success together. One vote for Tito Santana and the Junkyard Dog. So that one's kind of funny. One vote for the Hardy Boys. And that appears to be all the ones, yeah, with one vote. A lot of variety here. Okay, ones with two votes. Myself and Buck Woodward both voted for the Midnight Express, the Sweet Stan and Beautiful Bobby version of the team that came together in 1987. And yes, me having interviewed Jim Cornette on the show did sway my opinion, so sue me. But hey, Buck Woodward voted with me on that one here. Two votes for the Four Horsemen tag team of Tully Blanchard and Arn Anderson. Here's a funny thing. The first four votes that came in, Midnight Express, Horsemen, Midnight Express, Horsemen, there was not another vote the rest of the way for any of these guys. It's just funny how that happens. It came in a wave on that one there. Others with two votes. Two votes, shockingly enough, for Nikolai Volkoff and the Iron Sheik. They got two votes. Two votes for the Rockers. And, yeah, that's all of them with two votes. Next up, with three votes, the Hart Foundation. They got three votes in this thing here. So there's a tag team that I haven't read off yet that won this thing with eight votes. So any guesses on who that might be, Walter? It's a fairly big name that I have yet to call out yet.
I'm not a big wrestling fan. So
okay. All right, I know you've heard of these guys, and particularly Ohio State fans have in recent years. I hoist the Dundee Award for Best Pro Wrestling Tag Team as voted on by our Pantheon voters, the Road Warriors, the Legion of Doom, eight votes, and certainly St. Louis Rams linebacker James Laurinaitis can sleep well tonight knowing that his old man has been recognized as one half of the greatest tag team of all time. Eight votes for the Road Warriors in this thing. By the way, interesting piece of trivia. Shawn Michaels named as a part of three different tag teams. The Rockers, who got two votes. His super team that he had for a period of time there with Steve Austin, Stone Cold Steve Austin. And one vote for his tag team with Triple H under the banner of D-Generation X. So Shawn Michaels voted on three different ballots, actually got four votes total considering the Rockers got two votes, but the Road Warriors are our next inductee into the Pantheon. Best late night talk show host. This one is really interesting. There are three names that predominated in this category. And as I look at this here, again, 34 potential voters to this point in time prior to Walter's vote, and 32 of the 34 cast ballots in this category. Of that, out of those 32, a combined 26 went to one of these three guys. We'll see if it becomes 27 from Walter's ballot here. So we'll see if Walter votes for one of these three or somebody outside the auspices of our big three for late night talk show host. Who do you like, Walter?
Arsenio Hall.
Well, Arsenio Hall gets his one vote here. good thing you voted for him because there weren't any other ones for him at this point. Arsenio Hall gets the vote. It's easier just to run down at first here the ones that only got one vote. There was one vote, and my brother actually cast this one. He qualified it for David Letterman at 12:30, which I can really understand because no question, you know, that was back when Dave had his fastball working, was before he left NBC. One vote for David Letterman at 12:30. One vote for a guy named Uncle Floyd, who I think was a regional New York area guy. There was one vote for Dick Cavett, somebody going old school here on their ballot. One late vote that came in for Jay Leno. For all this that happened, and Jay Leno, big man in late night, Jay Leno got as many votes cast in this thing as Arsenio Hall did. Jay Leno looks about as relevant to our voters as Arsenio Hall in the year 2010. So that was kind of interesting as well. Jay Leno, not a big favorite of our panel. Another late vote that came in from for Jimmy Kimmel. So Jimmy Kimmel gets a late vote in this category as well. So Jimmy Kimmel gets the vote there. And I'm looking to see, before we get to the big three in this one here, Craig Ferguson received one, two, and that was it. Two votes for Craig Ferguson. And then we start to jump up to the big three in this one. Seven votes cast for Conan O'Brien. I was one of them. I've said before, a part of Team Coco here. Conan O'Brien, based on his body of work, not just what he did with The Tonight Show when they gave him the cup of coffee there on that show, but also, of course, for what he did late night, 12:30. Conan O'Brien with seven votes. Coming just shy in this one here. Had Walter's vote been for this guy, he would have been in a tie for first. David Letterman with nine votes. He came oh so close. But here's the funny thing. David Letterman himself would have said that the guy who won this thing deserved a win because David Letterman was the biggest fan of this guy. We lift the Dundee Award here to signify the newest member of the Pantheon for the greatest late-night talk show host of all time, going old school, Johnny Carson, the choice of our voters, receiving 10 votes. So of the top three, it goes like this. Carson with 10, Letterman with 9, Conan with 7, and then it was pretty much everybody else outside of Craig Ferguson with 2 votes. Nobody else got more than 1. So this was really dominated by the big three in this category here. And the funny thing is, it just, again, Jay Leno with 1 vote. I just can't get over that. You know, he just was not a favorite of our audience. No doubt about that at all. All right, best TV drama or comedy character. This is our next category here. This one covers a pretty wide range as well here. So, Walter, who with your choice of any TV character from all time, past or present, who do you like?
Dave Chappelle.
All right. Dave Chappelle. And
No, I think I'm going to hold off with that pick.
Okay.
To later on.
Oh, okay.
See, man.
So that's a tough one, huh?
You have to go Martin. I'll go Martin.
Okay. All righty. So the pick is Martin.
He was so versatile. He played many different characters on the show.
That's true. He did do an awful lot of different characters. Well, that was the one vote that he got in this category here, and I'll just run through on this, and we'll take a look and see here, because I think this was really spread out. There were only 4 votes cast in all of this for more than one. There were only 4 characters, I should say, that got more than one vote. This was really spread out. I voted for, and I just love how demented the guy is. For any of you out there that have ever seen It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, I voted for Charlie Kelly, who's got to be the most demented guy on the show there. I voted for Charlie Kelly. Again, shocking. I didn't vote for anybody from The Office, my all-time favorite show, but I voted for Charlie Kelly. There was one vote for Homer Simpson, one for Fred Sanford, one for Pam Beasley, speaking of The Office, one for Dr. Cox, and I'm surprised that wasn't Jason Jones, our senior editor, who voted for him, one for Chuck Bartowski from The Chuck Show, one, going old school here, from the Odd Couple, one vote for Felix Unger, one vote for Dexter Morgan from Dexter, a tie vote here, half a vote for Shark, as played by James Woods, the TV show from about a decade or so ago, and one real old school one, Cotter, Gabe Kaplan, back in the 70s here. One vote for Jack Bauer, one for Sam Malone, one for Stewie Griffin, one for Sheldon Cooper from The Big Bang Theory, which is a show I haven't gotten to watch that much, but the few times I've seen it, I have really laughed, and I probably need to catch up with it on DVD from what I've seen. One, another tie vote here, Rod Serling and Archie Bunker. That's kind of an odd combo there, but that was our combo that we received for that one. One vote for Michael Scott, again from The Office. One for Gilligan, of all people. One for Barney Stinson from How I Met Your Mother. One vote for Fonzie, kicking it old school. One vote for Mark Green from ER. One for Frank Furillo from Hill Street Blues. Talk about old school. One for Josh Lyman from The West Wing. One for Al Swearingen from Deadwood. And one for Martin. So that's everybody that got one vote in this category. As we look ahead here to the next ones up here, two votes apiece for J.R. Ewing. He got two votes. Two votes for Dr. Greg House, and two votes for George Costanza. The winner is from the same TV show as one of these three guys. The winner with four votes is the one and only Cosmo Kramer. We lift the Dundee Award for Best TV Drama or Comedy Character of All Time, newest inductee into the Pantheon. Kramer ends up winning this one with four votes. It's really funny, Walter, that there were eight votes cast. I'm sorry, looking at this here. Okay, yeah, 10 votes. There were 10 votes cast where it was somebody received more than one vote. In other words, there were two apiece for J.R. Ewing, two for Dr. House, two for Costanza, four for Kramer. Of those 10, six went to the Seinfeld show, which shows you the last time we did Best Seinfeld Episode. There are not too many shows you could do this with. Seinfeld certainly is one of them here, no question. We are making tremendous time. We're going to take another category or two before we take our top of the hour break. And it looks like we're going to be able to wrap this puppy a little bit ahead of schedule here tonight and allow anybody that wants to. The funny thing is, right when the Goon Squad would have been on, the Goon Squad is being preempted tonight to get through the Pantheon. The funny thing is, the Goon Squad normally starts about 9:30 Eastern time. Anybody that would have been tuned into the Goon Squad tonight is probably going to be wanting to catch the big game on cable tonight, the first game between the Big Seven, if you will, at the Olympics, the Czech Republic and the Slovaks. It looks like, ironically, any hockey fans will be able to catch that thing firsthand at the rate that we're going here and not miss any of the Pantheon. Let's do best foreign cuisine before we take our top of the hour break here. Best foreign cuisine was one where we got some really funky and really interesting choices here on this one, Walter. This was kind of all over the place. What would you vote for best foreign cuisine?
Chinese food.
Okay. Chinese gets another vote. Here's the funny thing about that. If we took, that's only the second vote that Chinese food got as a whole. There were a couple of people who voted for Chinese, but they wanted to designate a dish. So, and nobody, I'm sorry, there was one person that did that with Italian, but there were three people that did that with Chinese. In other words, you are one of two just generic Chinese votes, and I almost voted for Chinese. I was right on the border there. But there were three votes for specific dishes of Chinese. One vote for sweet and sour chicken. Of China, parentheses, sweet and sour chicken. One vote for Chinese, parentheses, Kung Pao chicken. One vote for Chinese, parentheses, General Tso's chicken. So, as a Chinese food guy, which of those three do you like the best?
I have to go a little off the grain, and I like some of the, some of the dishes of their culture,
It's out of those three, I'd say I like sweet and sour chicken probably the best.
I like orange chicken the best.
Now that's out of those three. That might be my favorite one overall. I love orange chicken.
I do too.
Oh, it's great. It's great. There's a place actually here in the Cleveland area, actually Parmatown Mall. I'll sometimes drive out of my way just to stop at the food court, get that to take home. Great. I love orange chicken, man. You get orange chicken that's done right, and you can't beat it. Now, like me being a dumbass, though, I one time tried to make some at home, and like a dummy, I decided to fry some up in a pan using orange marmalade. And it got black in the pan from the sugar and the smoke alarms going off.
How did it taste?
Oh, not good. Not good. Seriously burnt. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Never try to fry anything up with that high a concentration of sugar in it, man. Kids, there's your public service announcement for the day. Yeah, I about ruined my home with trying to make orange chicken the one time. So Chinese, that's the variety of votes that came in for that. Other ones that got one vote apiece. We got one vote for Indian food, one vote for Greek, one for Mexican, one for gefilte fish, which I assume means Israeli food, right? One vote for chicken paprikash. So somebody's just casting, I guess, a Central European vote there, I suppose. And is that it for the single vote ones? One for something called savapi. I'm not really that familiar with it. C-E-V-A-P-I. Our good buddy Mike Villey, who's a guy who's always like way ahead of the curve on stuff, always coming up with interesting stuff. He says savapi is his favorite one. One vote just for pizza. And one vote for, when I talk about different types of Chinese, our good buddy Kyle O'Rourke, co-host of the Goon Squad with us here on the show every week, who of course lives in the London, Ontario area, he voted for Canadian Chinese food, which I kind of thought was funny. That's an interesting variation, Walter. Have you ever heard of that one?
No, I haven't heard. Canadian Chinese food, eh?
Yeah, eh? Ancient Chinese secret, eh? Well, the funny thing is, my dad and I have taken some fishing trips up there in Canada. There's a little town way north of Sault Ste. Marie called Wawa, which... And whenever my brother and I are going on the trips with my dad, we always drive him crazy by pronouncing the town as a sound effect. Wah, wah! that doesn't take too long to get on my dad's nerves, as we learned, which means we keep doing it. So the funny thing is, though, I remember this in Wawa. We've never eaten there. But when Kyle cast this vote, I remembered it myself. There's a Chinese place in town, and I never thought anything of it. Like, okay, it's Canada, but there's a Chinese place. I'm thinking to myself, there's probably Chinese places everywhere. But now he's got me wondering. Now I got to ask Kyle, is there something specific about that? You know, are they putting back bacon in any of the mixes that they're making here? You know, is there anything distinctly Canadian about this Canadian Chinese thing? I doubt it. I think it was a joke vote, but it's just kind of a funny thing to ponder. So those are some of the ones there that got just the one vote here. Okay. And then, as we said, two votes for just regular Chinese food as you cast the vote there. From there, three votes for Japanese food. I would not have believed more votes for Japanese than Chinese. That kind of surprised me. But Japanese can be good. You know, I do like teriyaki. And, somebody's playing. I actually never tried sushi. Have you ever tried sushi, Walter?
No, I never will.
Okay.
my brother likes it, but I can't get down with that, man.
I'm not saying I never will, but I never have. I haven't tried it yet. But I've been to like the Japanese steakhouse type places. I've been there one time in my life, and it was really good. I enjoyed it. The funny story that I tell about that was that I was there, and it was one of these places. It was so overpriced. It was one of these deals where you could get like a regular type deal that was like super expensive, or for a couple bucks more in the thing that they were making, they would put filet mignon in it. I'm like, you know what? You're raping me anyways. Make it filet mignon. You know, it's like, if I'm going to get raped, I'll make it like the four or five extra bucks and really enjoy it. You know, so it was, I can see the allure of Japanese. I'm not as exposed to it, I guess, as I am other things here, but three votes for that, four votes. And this one's a mystery to me. People tell me it's good, but I don't know how it's different than Chinese. Thai food. Have you ever had Thai food, Walter?
No,
I don't. And it's been described to me that it's similar to Chinese, but it's different, and it's maybe better in some ways. I don't know. But Thai food got four votes. So the big kahuna in all of this one here, as it were, 13 votes for the one that I cast it for. And I was this close between Chinese food and the one that ended up being the winner. And I went with it based on depth of number of things here, the variety of things that I like that can be classified as Italian food. Italian food is the big winner in this category. 13 votes compared to 4 for Thai, 3 for Japanese, 2 for Chinese, and 1 for everything else in this category here. Italian food was the big winner. And, you know, in some ways, I'm guessing it's kind of a common denominator thing, Walter. You know, it probably a lot of people were probably thinking Italian might be the biggest one out there where there's probably at least some stuff that we like out of it. You know, it's probably the biggest common denominator out of everything. And that's my guess is that's why it won.
Yeah.
Because everybody can think of at least a few things.
Yeah.
So
I like Italian, too. I mean, I eat more Italian than Chinese mm-hmm. food, but the first thing that came to my mind was Chinese food.
Yeah. Well, when you factor in availability of pizza, it's a hell of a lot easier to have Italian as part of your day-to-day life. You know?
Yeah.
Chinese, you got to like order out from a place or go somewhere or something. You know, Italian, particularly when you factor in pizza, Italian is all around us on a daily basis. So it could be familiarity. So we'll raise the Dundee Award for congratulations, Italian food. You have been voted the best foreign cuisine by the voters here for the FDH Lounge Pantheon.